Recording in progress.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Jessica, roll call, please.
Lassiter.
Here.
Nemechek.
Here.
Conklin.
Here.
Moody.
Here.
Needhammer.
Here.
Quorum present.
Okay, moving on, we have citizens' comments on non-agenda items. Is anyone interested in approaching the commission on something other than what's on the agenda in the arena? Okay, moving on, we go to the arena work session. Are you going to take a lead here?
Basically, this is a follow-up to the city commission's discussions at our last meeting, trying to get some direction as to how the commission would like to proceed with the arena. So we presented you with the information that you had at the last meeting, plus some supplemental information to give you input that we received from Cody Carmichael of Location Docking Systems, Mike Morphy from Avonmarsh. I tried to get you some information with regards to what available finances there are in the arena fund, and then some information with regards to the grants that are out there as well, too, so you have some of that background information. At this point, it'd be helpful if the commission discuss amongst themselves and determine what direction we want to go with in the arena going forward. Cody Carmichael, we asked both he and Mike Morphy if they would be able to attend today. Cody was not available, but would be glad to help out at any other times. He's been in communication with a number of us over the last few weeks. And Mike Morphy is here with us today as well, too.
Okay. Is he on now?
Mike, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine.
Okay.
Mayor, you got a hand up for him?
Just for clarification, when was Cody asked if he can attend the meeting?
Oh, about the last 2 or 3 days?
Okay.
Okay, well, commissioners?
He had a family trip.
Okay. What's that?
Cody had a family trip planned prior, obligation prior to being approached with attending the meeting.
Commissioners, anyone want to start? So, at our last meeting, we talked about the proposal from Avonmarsh to get us through the $56,000 to develop opinions of probable cost by phase or modified layouts, develop and run projections based upon various occupancy projections, coordinate and support the efforts of the city's financial consultant, Baker Tilly, as they evaluate the financial feasibility of the project, provide initial submittals to regulatory agencies in preparation for later permit modification requests, coordinate with grantor agencies on the possible viability of existing and future grant requests, hold necessary virtual meetings to facilitate the above items. We had a long discussion on that and came to a vote and failed by a vote of 3-2. We then got into discussions from floating docking systems on a proposal to address Dock D, and that's kind of where we were. I have to say I was not aware of that proposal when we met that Tuesday. I learned about it and I got a copy of it earlier this week. So if I was, didn't quite understand what we were talking about, maybe that's what it was because I wasn't sure that existed. So, here we are today. Either moving forward, we could move forward with Avonmarsh, or we could go in a different direction.
Well, if I could bear. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I wanted, reading through some of the correspondence and some of the communications and thinking about what took place at our last meeting, I think we want to figure out what we can do to get the arena as operational as possible. And I think my impression was that was kind of where the whole idea with regards to making improvements to DDOT was coming from. Was, okay, we've got electrical issues, we've got structural issues, we've got repairs that need to be made. And I think there was part of the goal that I was seeing out there was how can we return the marina at least back to what it was not too long ago before some of the systems started failing? And I think that's what some of the communications were with regards to Cody as to what he had available and things of that nature. What I'm seeing from the communications that are going by is we've pretty much got what we've got in a major sense through the next voting season. Cody says in his communications that they can't do anything much with regards to at least a complete reconstruction. They're basically booked until September of 2023. There may be an opportunity to do some small repairs on our own or get somebody else to do them or fix the electrical on DDOT to get us back away or a little bit closer to what we've been in the past so we're not losing as much money. From everything that we can see so far in our budget analysis, we lost about $27,000 or so in the last marina season. And if we lost that, and we usually make about $40,000 a year in the marina, that's about a flip of about $60,000 overall. So we have to, part of what I would recommend is you look at, okay, we're losing that amount of money per year. How does that compare to any investment that we're going to make going forward with regards to it? You know, whether it's spending $500,000 or $600,000 if we were doing a complete rebuild of D, how long does it take us to pay that back? So I think the general sense I was getting is, what's the best direction to move us forward and to get the marina viable in the shortest time frame? It was kind of one of the big pictures I was looking at. One of my recommendations to the commission would be is, as much as possible, and that's, you know, we've got a number of sources of money that we can talk about at some point in this, you know, depending on what options we're looking at. One of my general operating philosophies is leverage our money as much as possible. If there is additional resources out there in the world that can help us pay for whatever we want to do, as long as it's consistent with our direction, we try and use that. That's why we try to go after grant money, whether it's for this project or the open space or whatever the thing is. If Boyne City residents have to pay a dollar and we can get somebody else to spend 30 cents on top of that or an extra dollar on top of that or whatever it is, it just takes the burden off of us as a city, whether it's the taxpayers themselves or the marina users themselves. So I'd be cautious with regards to, to see if there's a way consistent with our overall vision, is there a way to either use the existing grant dollars that we have lying up from the Waterways Commission and or go after additional ways? And that kind of gets us back to breaking up into phases. So the more I understand what the general direction and desire of the commission is, the more I can help, you know, chart a course to help us get there, come up with the money or various scenarios to help us pay for that. And that could be even, we talked about bonding and things of that nature. We've loaned money to ourselves before. One of the things I think we're going to be looking at is interest rates. Interest rates have gone up significantly since when we originally proposed this project 3 or 4 years back when we were looking at bonding and things of that. So it's not only more expensive just construction-wise out in the world, but just to borrow the money, those carrying costs are heavy as well, too. There, in addition to going for grants, there may be opportunities where there are shortfalls to borrow from ourselves. We have certain pools of money that we've got set aside, and we have to be careful with regards to that. But we have done that in the past where we've got accounts that are basically sitting in the bank, making little to no interest, where we could loan that to like the marina and charge them a reasonable rate of interest, maybe back to the 1 or 2%, where they're paying a reasonable return on the money and we're making more money than we would have otherwise. There's some risk associated with that, but those are the types of tools, financing opportunities we could look at. Again, the more I understand what the direction is that the commission wants to go, the more I can try and help you get there.
What was the stuff with the 60? What was the loss again?
The closest that we can see at this point, it looks like about $27,000 last year. And if you look at what we've gotten in the analysis from Baker Tilly in the past, they said generally we basically have a profit of about $40,000. So 40 plus 27 gets me to about 60, 67, somewhere in that range there.
So the loss of $27,000 is due directly to Doc D?
I can't say that completely, but I think that to be the case. The other marinas that we checked in the area seem to be basically holding on, or their own are doing a little bit better this last season, where we stepped back.
Is there any feedback from the public as to why? Is it just because they went home? You didn't have it?
Yes. And we have issues with the state reservation system, where we tried to get them to post that we didn't have electrical early in the season when we knew that wasn't going to be a reality. It didn't get on there. People made reservations and they showed up here expecting to have electrical and then getting, I hate to use the word, a shock when they didn't. That there wasn't, so not only did they not have electrical, they didn't know it in advance and couldn't prepare for it or make other arrangements. And by the time that took place, you know, other marinas are full and that type of stuff. We've corrected that situation for this year, so people know that going forward.
Yeah. Martin?
Yep. The exact number, because here they are, Mr. Chili and all the budget numbers, the exact number was $36,680 that we averaged every year, which that number's been ingrained in my head since before being on the commission, because we were talking about all these numbers and they weren't adding up. They didn't compute for, you know, this payoff, which at that point in time, it's right here, because everybody got it back almost 2 years ago now. You know, the conservative net revenue number was $125,000, and then the average they were calling for $150,000, and we're nowhere near that. So that part is neither here nor there for right now. That part is talking about the entire expansion of the marina, which we talked, we agreed on a design. I'm all for that. The bottom line is we're not going to get a chance to expand this marina at all if we don't do something, you know, with DDOT. That has been my pressing thing. And I'll make a copy of this for everybody. This was the entire timeline for the last year and a half. And one of the main things is that I respect what you said, Hugh. I guess you missed the email, but it was sent out on 10/21. We all got Cody's his quote for $274,000 to build DDOC new.
It was October 13th. I did receive that.
Yeah, well, I'll show you the date. Yeah. That was sent out at 11:31 a.m. and then at 11:37 a.m. was when we got the email back that we were disregarding it. It's just kind of frustrating on the dates and times thing. In working off of our, we just got the number from Joe today that says we've potentially got, you know, a fund balance of, you know, $298,000 in the marina fund. I think part of, I'd like to know the numbers that you were just talking about, Mike. If part of the $27,000 loss this year got thrown off because we rebudgeted and made sure that the salary that wasn't being put in the marina budget had gotten put in.
No.
So
that was not reflected in that.
Okay, so it's going to be worse?
If we charge salaries to it, yes.
Okay. Well, then it should have got put in the last budget. We talked about it and it was going to be put in. Okay. said again at the last meeting, I think, well, you know, the way to go is to, and it doesn't affect the rest of our marina basin. You know, I'm all for the expansion that we've talked about in the marina basin. Dock, which becomes Dock A now, because Dock B was going to the northwest side of the attenuator. Dock A being built, the minor changes to Dock C, which are the permanent docks, which is minimal, and then Dock E, which is the one that we have the most latitude to reconfigure and try to get the grants, because now you've got A and E that are all completely new. D is new too, but not, we wouldn't, we'd miss out on the four extra slips that we were planning on putting on to D. Again, back to Cody's quote of, it's $281,000 when you add in the pluses and minuses on his quote. We got $298,000 in of a fund balance, and then to boot, we still have to add in the electrical, which on the high side, by our other proposal, is $175,000, but on the low side, by, you know, other standards, has been somewhere around $75,000. So, you know, I think there's a way to do this and get DDOC done, rebuilt brand new, all the problems are gone, and then you can move forward to, you know, bond and do whatever you want on the rest of the marina. We don't have the luxury of time on our side because this, you know, we talked about it last year, and it just, the can just keeps getting kicked down the road. And so now we don't have electric again for this summer. There's a slim chance, in talking to Mr. Schlickow and asking him if there was other versions that we could try to, you know, do for electric. And he said, well, you know, not really, because his hands are tied as far as when we go to rebuild. So they can't. So the band-aid effect is going to be a gamble if we go that way, and probably not even attainable before summer, because of all the because of the equipment that has to get here, and the back orders and all that just are not going to happen. So I don't understand why we, you know, I don't want to fight about it. I don't want to keep fighting about it. But if we don't do something on DDOT, we're never going to be able to build out the rest of the marina, because we're not going to have a marina to build out, because they're not going to come, basically. So and we already know, just like Mike said, we're not. Cody has said that, you know, now we've kicked this can too far out again. And so now he can't even do the brand new rebuild of DDOT, you know, before fall. And as far as back to the fight from the last meeting of spending another $6,000 to jump through another hoop, when we've already got all the specs on DDOT as it exists. It's just beating the dead horse to try to get to where we want to be. So I'll let somebody.
So kind of where I'm at is the commission has agreed on concept 3. And so to communicate this, so and more or less to the public, because I feel like we're all at an understanding here, we've come up with a concept, we've agreed on the concept, we are moving forward with that concept. Where the breakdown is that it's on the financial side, on what we agree and what we do not agree on. Going through the numbers, I have a lot of questions and concerns. So specifically, with the $6,000 agenda topic that has been on the last two city commission meetings, the issue with me and why I'm saying no on that $6,000 expense is because we are hoping to spend $6,000 to move this to the next step. The problem that I'm having is if we spend that $6,000 to move to that next step, it is not a guarantee. The reason why it's not a guarantee is because, again, we have other agencies that are involved. And so I'll reference back to December 7th, 2022, that I referenced several times in the last city commission meeting. And so these questions, just to put it out there, if the communication comes right back to me, well, you're not going to get the answer, then I'm not going to be able to spend the $6,000, essentially. What we need to do is go through the finances for all options involved until we come out. And the thing is, there's numbers here. So once we go through the material, once we get the numbers, there's no opinion on who's right and who's wrong. It's going to be pretty black and white at the end of the day. And so that's what my struggle was with the last agenda item, is we're trying to spend $6,000 to take this to the next step. Unfortunately, if we spend that $6,000, it can get kicked all the way back down to re-permitting by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineering. Eagle can essentially not like the concept with the alternate design as well. And they can say, yep, the same thing as well as the reapplication process. So then where does that put us down the road? And listening to Marty talk about kicking the can. So if we wanted to not take another $6,000 flip in this next year, our goal is to immediately address DDOT. So if we spend, and so I'm just going to play this theory out, and I want, you know, city administration, Arvin Mosh, Mike Murphy, tell me whether it's accurate or not accurate. If we spend $6,000 today, a month from down the road, we're told by U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, hey, you're going to have to re-permit. Sorry, you changed the concept, but it is what it is. So now we start the process of trying to get a new permit, essentially. What is that timeline? Okay, so we're hoping to spend $6,000 today to hopefully start this process with Arvin Mosh. We get told by another agency, sorry, you have to re-permit. Now what is that timetable on re-permitting? Is that another 6 months? Is that another 9 months? So now we just guarantee ourselves a $6,000 flip this summer, $6,000 flip next summer, and so on and so forth. And we're not any closer to getting to the next step. So that's where the breakdown, in my opinion, starts. Because I've been approached a few times by people within the public on, so we're not doing the marina, we're not doing the project, that's not accurate at all. All five of us have agreed, we unanimously voted on concept 3. The breakdown is on the financial side. The numbers are in front of us, so it's up to us now, at this meeting today, to go through on what makes the most sense to ensure that we're not continuously taking a $60,000 loss. And we're also not just willy-nilly, because I've heard it's only $6,000. I get it, $6,000 out of a $5.8 million project cost is not a big deal. But if $6,000 isn't much to someone, I would like to know who that person is so that I can ask them about $6,000. Because $6,000 is quite a bit of money at the end of the day, especially if you're going to make that expense and not know if it's viable or not. And so that's my struggle, and specifically with the motion, the recommendation that's on the table from the city administration, is I have not been shown numbers. I have this paper here that's showing conservatively. Baker Tilly says that we're at $125,000, average of profit revenue of $150,000. This supposedly has come from Baker Tilly, our financial consultant that helped us establish the bond. You start going through the budgeting process, you start going through the financial audit, a very comprehensive financial audit, and it's very clear, you know, that $35,000 to $40,000 is the true profitable revenue. So if we're gonna keep this on the table and start to try and have the conversations with these numbers, they're not matching the numbers that we have realistically here. And again, you start to develop a whole nother struggle on the reality of the situation, in my opinion. So it just comes back to financing. Where do we start the conversation to go through numbers to figure out what our next step is for the best of the community at the end of the day?
Plus, I think it's important to note in that chain of events, Tim, is that we have through the permit for the marina is through December of this year.
Right, exactly.
So if we get past that date, now we are screwed even on rebuilding Dock D without begging forgiveness and going back to, you know, the water. But yeah.
Could we, Mike, did you hear those comments from Tim? Could you take a... trying to answer some of them?
Chair. One quick thing. I believe the permits expired in December of 2024.
Correct. So we have this here in
December 24th.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, I haven't broke down. I thought the one meeting was 2023. But that's nice.
So
we had the Army Corps of Engineers permit that was expiring sooner.
Did expire sooner, but we extended that last year, or I'm sorry, earlier this year, we extended it to match.
Okay. Could you say that again, Mike? There was two people talking.
Yeah, in order to build the marina, you need two permits, the state, the federal level, you need an Army Corps of Engineers permit, and you need a State of Michigan Eagle permit. Point City had acquired both, but their expiration dates were different. One expired in December of 2024, and the other expired sometime 6 months or a year before that. So we had a reminder set, follow up on that this year, coordinated with Mr. Kane, and we requested an extension to the permit that was expiring sooner. So now they actually both have the same expiration date in December of 2024, I believe.
Yeah, that was our conversation on July 26, 2022. I have notations here. Deadline extension due immediately. Directive from Mike to follow up to City Commission with email with timeline for extension request. Army Engineer Corps extension and Eagle extension. So that would have been a timeline.
Are there other points that Tim raised, Mike, that you could answer or comment on?
No, I agree with Commissioner Nemechek. You know, it's a difficult pill to swallow, especially because I think the city was marching down the path to move to the next phase a couple of years ago. And, you know, like many communities, the direction changes a little bit, and the city's taking a step back and kind of restarting parts of that process. So I can understand the acknowledgement that we don't know what's going to happen next. But I think that great progress has been made in kind of resetting the direction here. And what I've heard in the past, you know, since the last meeting that we had a couple weeks back and today, is a pretty unified direction to build, either rebuild or start construction of the new EDOT. How much of that in the city of Fort Hill seems to be the question at hand. Obviously, the city would like to build as much of it as possible because that captures revenue that can then be used for future phases. But it seems like the question is right now, how much of EDOT can the city afford to build as soon as, you know, the fall of 23 with reconstruction, or potentially sooner with just electrical band-aid improvements?
Mike, could I ask you a
Yeah, go ahead.
Could I ask you a question? You have something you've sent us. It's the initial phasing of options. It's dated 12/7/2022. And you outlined in green dot D, and it looks the outline looks pretty similar to what floating docking systems is proposing. So this is a what if we engage your services for the $6,000, how would we move forward with Dock D? What would that mean if we wanted to just concentrate on Dock D, rebuild it to what it is now, so we only have to deal with the attenuator Dock A? So could you just kind of guide us through what would happen?
Yeah, and kind of the pillars of that proposal are the pieces that I think the city needs to evaluate the next step. Of course, whatever you need, that proposal is intended to be a little bit flexible, but just basically to take the time to evaluate. But what I see happening is, number one, if we said, okay, we want to build as much of DDoC as we can without taking out the existing attenuators. That's roughly the area out in green on that phasing plan. We would look at what is the construction cost of that portion. Now, you have various bits and pieces. You have a number from the patient document to to repair the dock that we got in October, but noticed that that did not include any landside work, and it did not include the electrical, which are major components. It also didn't include design or construction administration permitting. So there's a lot of bits and pieces that aren't captured in what FDS would typically provide. So we would look at a cost estimate of that. You also got a cost from flotation in December that I just received that I think is impacted for a much different dollar amount for a larger portion of that. So, you know, there's a lot of bits and pieces going around, and each one of those estimates has some things and doesn't have others. Our construction cost estimate for the entire concept three captures all those things in one place. And so we would be looking to update that or take a piece of it for the piece of the project that we intend to build. That's the first step, and I think I saw Commissioner Demchak had a question about something. I said maybe.
Yeah. So, Mike, everything you just said, the missing components, this landside utility, the cost difference there, can you help us get a numeric value on that cost difference with your cost analysis? Obviously, FDS isn't giving it to us. Obviously, your price includes those. Can you help us break down, okay, if we go FDS, this is the cost, but you're missing these three expenses. What is the difference in those three expenses that you can pull out for us in your cost analysis so we can have a ballpark numeric value that we can bring to the conversation here today?
Definitely. In your packet, I think it's towards the end of our human probable cost for the entire concept of three. I don't know what page of the packet it is. I'm sorry.
Is it the concept that's dated 12-7-2022?
Yes. Two page spreadsheet. So, in order to build EDOC, there's a couple of things in there. In the first section, under miscellaneous quantities, there are a few land site utility land items. And they're pretty highly conceptual at this point. But basically, they're intended to extend utilities from the primary provider to the marina. Right now, I think it's limited what's provided there in terms of both water and electrical. So there's a landside water service at the site cost of $65,000. That may or may not be something that we absolutely have to do prior to reconstructing EDOC, but it is something we plan to do with the initial phase. The landside water service EDOC gangway is to extend from a water main to that gangway to provide a new water service there. And then there's a landside electrical service and a distribution panel to the EDOC gangway. So these are some of those longer term costs that we talked about a little bit in the past, especially when you're just talking about the electrical on EDOC. So this is coming from the pole to a main distribution panel, and then feeding individual substations for each main pier. That allows you to set everything up per current NEC codes and make sure that ground fault is accommodated. So if you look at just that section, there's probably a $200,000 to $300,000 piece that would be recommended for EDOC. But we could certainly look into, gosh, if you had a dollar amount, what do we actually have to do right now? And then on page two, when you go down to the proposed marine improvements EDOC section, out the first 10 lines until you get down to where it says D triangle corner bases, that first 10 lines or so adds up to about $486,000. That coincides with the number that FDS just provided you in December, that I think was $540,000. And so that's really just the dock part of it. It's the gangway and the actual dock that's floating out there. The last five lines are utilities, utility pedestals, fire extinguishers with cabinet, and fire protection. And those items add up to about $255,000. So when you factor in the cost of the docks say, and maybe you build less than all of that, but half a million. The pieces that I don't think are completely captured within FPS's estimate are the utilities, which is about 250,000 on the dock itself, and then the land site costs somewhere between 200,000 and 300,000. Now, normally when you do these projects, you produce final bid documents and design, which takes all of these concepts to the next level of detail and ensures fair bidding. That's where a typical engineering cost or engineering regulatory comes in. Also for construction administration, that's typically around 15% of the project cost. And that could apply to a road project or a marine project or others. But that's just the rule of thumb industry standard that can range depending on the project. You'll see at the bottom of that spreadsheet, you have a line that says 35%. That line includes both the typical 15% I just mentioned to you, for consulting services, but also a contingency. You know, we prepare concepts all the time for communities that are looking for grants, looking to plan projects. And we always have to build in a contingency because it could be a year or two before something is built, or in this case, sometimes even longer. That's a reasonable way to account for that, also to account for uncertainty that we all know has happened recently with timber supplies and the cement component of concrete and all the other things that can happen. So when you look at constructing VDOT as shown on our plans, we're going to build the whole thing, which we know is not going to happen without replacing the attenuators. You're looking at 742,000 on the dock, 200,000 to 300,000 on the land side, and then a 30 to 35% add to that, which puts it probably in the 1.3 to 1.4 million. Good news is you're not building all of that if you're not going to take the attenuators out. So, number one, is there a dollar amount target? And you could try to figure out what makes sense there. Or number two, if there's a number of slip target, we can figure out what the cost is and then get to work on the financing side of it.
Just to make it, make that $1.3 million a little more palatable, I took what our engineers said we had available, our auditors said we had available in the Marina Fund currently, which is about $270,000. I took the ARPA funds, which is $392,000. That gets you about $662,000. Then we have our two grants that are out there, whether or not we could get them to apply in part to them. But let's just say we were able to use them. That got us just under $1.4 million if you added all those things up. So I think there's some real questions about whether all those grant monies could be available on it. I think the emergency electrical, the other time, sure, utility definitely has a chance. We'd have to make sure that I think there'd be some effort to convince the state that the phase two improvements, that grant, I don't think they would apply that just to a rebuild of DDOC, would be my guess.
Plus, that was a 50% match.
Which one?
The utility grant.
The utility one was 50%, the phase two was only 30%.
Okay.
Up to the maximum amounts. Mm-hmm.
Every hand out of the
vote. Yeah.
I apologize.
Would you please?
Larry Shute, 414 High Street. I apologize, I've not been at all the meetings. I'm trying to get an understanding that this concept has been approved that includes a certain amount of expansion as well as repair. It's been approved by the board. And now you're trying to. But this concept, has it been approved by the Corps of Engineers?
No.
Okay, so, because what am I seeing here is there needs to be a short-term solution as far as looking long range. You've got to, it seems like you should be starting the process to go through looking at what's the end game here, as well as doing a short term just to get it back open for the summer. So it's kind of like a dual pronged thing. You talk about $6,000, not much. I come from an engineering background as a structural engineer, and fee-wise, it's not bad, especially in a $5 million, budget or whatever. If you're talking engineering fees, that's very reasonable. So I think we have to think about the end goal and continuing to move towards that, as opposed to just a band-aid and what needs to be done concurrently. So, getting the grants to get this going is great, but we need to do, we need to move ahead with the alternate.
Is there anyone else in the public right now who wants to make a comment?
Pete Friedrich, 415 High Street. Just a question, trying to absorb all this. Marty's pretty interested in getting DDoC fixed. Can DDoC be fixed or built so it can be expanded to the plan that's been proposed? Or do you start over, even if you fix what we have now, and it gets torn up to make the longer DDoC? So my question is, can you repair what we have and extend it when it comes time to expand it past the existing brick walls?
That's what we're trying to financially figure out right now, essentially.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mike, did you hear the question from the audience?
I did.
Do you have any comment?
Yeah, I would just comment. I think we have talked about this, but it was probably a year or so. That existing DDoC has been in the water quite a long time, and when those docks have been in the water that long, they develop issues that really become cost prohibitive to repair. And so to try to utilize a portion of the existing dock to start the improvements and then try to build off of that may be a little bit short-sighted in terms of building docks, because I think eventually you're going to have to bite the bullet and replace those portions. And when you route utilities through those docks, it's no simple matter. So it's not like you can just remove the utilities and pop them back in. It's a significant amount of work. So I think that's going to be a difficult way to go in terms of trying to reuse that dock.
And even the conversations we've had in regards to just doing the electrical on DDoC right now, and those financials, and what we would be, I'm just going to put out there, wasting, essentially, at the end of the day. If you're going to spend $250K to get electrical out there so we don't lose $60K this next summer, then at the end of the day, how quick are we going to be tearing out what we just put in?
Bob Belcher, 35. Bob Belcher, 35 Forest Way. A couple of points. One is that the revenue going into this boating season has already been impacted. You start making your reservation 6 months ahead of time. And I talked about this in December. So we have our reservations already out through the end of July, going into the first part of August. There are some marinas that are already full. I don't see many reservations being made currently for the marinas. There is going to be an impact, with revenue. I would encourage, and apparently you have quite a bit of information, is to consider in the ballpark, what size, what number of slips or size of the marina do you need to generate the revenue that you're going to expect the marina to generate in order to cover its costs? And costs would be current costs and then also some of the costs off into the future, so you're not kind of constantly doing that. And then once you do that, then you can determine the length of your DDoc. I think if you bring the map up, the current green outline is pretty close to the current wave attenuator. I'm not sure that many boat captains are going to be able to squeeze through there if you left the current wave attenuators where they are. And there was a map up. I looked at it earlier. I'm not sure what the exact feet are, right there. So that westerly corner of the green rectangle and the current wave attenuators looks to be about less than 30 feet, just based on the slips. And so that could be, that could be a concern. I'm not sure it gets you any farther down the road
here.
But you know, I do think that it's important that you try and determine the number of slips that you're gonna need to generate the revenue that you're gonna need, and then you can have conversations about, do we just rebuild DDoC and we can make up whatever additional slips we might need when we get to E and you get to B. Otherwise, you could put in a DDoC and you might try and generate as much money as you can this year, and then it's really not work for you when you get the final full marina in place.
Thanks, Bob.
Answering Pete's question, which has been relevant, and we got that indication from Cody as well. It makes no sense to try to rebuild DDoC to repair it, to rebuild. Because it is just too far gone. So that was, again, if you rebuild DDoC the way it exists right now, in the grand scheme of everything else that we're talking about in this arena, at least that gets us to the point that Larry was just talking about too, that pretty soon, it's what we've been saying, you're not gonna have a marina because they're not going to come. You're already acknowledging that too, Bob, that we're suffering immensely. So if we rebuild DDoC as it exists, it's a change of about four or five different slips. So we sacrifice five slips for the future, because the answer has been, not really, Pete. You can't add on to those, has been what they've said, without redoing the whole concept for the most part. So that's a semi-easy answer from what we've been getting. So if you just build DDoC the way it exists, again, we already have all those. We already have all that engineering. We already have everything in place. We know, Cody already knows how to build that dock. That's what I'm saying. And then we can continue on the path of getting the rest of it done, getting the rest of it, figure out how the numbers, how we get past, that we only have $36,000, that is generating, and nowhere near what the Baker Tilly numbers were, unfortunately. I'm not blaming Baker Tilly, it's like, we have been honest with the numbers. That's the bottom line. That's all I keep saying is that we can build DDoC. Mike told us last month that there's enough new construction on EDoC and ADoC that he said, we could look at making that fly. And he I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, Mike, but you said, yeah, there's enough there that's being built new for the grant money to start, coming at us again. But then that takes out the attenuator is another big piece of it, just like you say. I mean, there's, I think about $700,000 in attenuators, getting that done. So if we can live within our means, build DDoC, we have the attenuators in place that are protecting the marina, and then we can get on to moving to go, yes, hooray, let's build this grandiose rest of this. Which I have no problem with. Said that 100 times, but I'm afraid that we're going down the path that we're not going to have a marina or people that want to come to the marina. And I know that that's a false fee for the most part, because they're going to come once it's done. But, you know, we're really hurting ourselves. And again, I said it last month, and I'll say it again. I'm more worried about, you know, losing one of the biggest participants that we're, you know, a big participant for, you know, Main Street, for the city, and for the marina. It takes a lot of people off, too, but, I mean, it brings a lot of money into town. So.
George and Tom, we haven't heard much from you guys.
All right, so I think we can come to the conclusion that DDoC should be our priority. Number two, we went over this in our subcommittee, Tim. With both companies, we compared that Abbott Marsh and flotation docking were very similar in cost. When we had some quotes from flotation from Cody, there was not the contingency added in, there was not the electrical added in, and so on and so forth. So I think it's fair that we have to look at both companies. Number three, both companies, Abbott Marsh and the flotation, have both recommended that the wave attenuator needs to be built before you do a full-length D-dock.
Oh.
We could do a two-thirds or three-fourths length D-dock and keep the same attenuators. So I would recommend, you have this $1.3 million, plus, we said $700,000 for the attenuators. So I would say we'd start with a $2 million project, which is new attenuator and new Dock D. We incorporate both grants. We go after more grants. And I agree with Mike 100% that we always want to use our money to get more money. I've done that for 12 years that I've been on the commission. Never done a big project without grant money, and this should be no exception. I'm back to, I think, the advice for $6,000 from Mike is money well spent to do exactly what I said. We need his expertise to what we just talked about, to secure the permits, the dates. We need his expertise to secure the electrical. We need his expertise to give us advice. Do we build two-thirds of DDoC or all of it? We need his expertise to expand on the attenuator. I like the idea that all of a sudden we've gone from $5.3 million down to, in my book, $2 million. Can we, or $1.3 million? Without the attenuator, or two with the attenuator. So $6,000 for professional advice, this meeting is good because we can give him maybe even a clearer direction. But that's exactly what we need to do, is break it down. I think we're in agreement. We're not going to rebuild D, we're going to build new. That if we just repair D, it's not money well spent. So my recommendation is that we move forward with answering these questions, with getting the professional advice for $6,000, and aim towards this $1.3 or $2 million, which is a part of the total. And that's what we've all kind of agreed on, that this is too big. We're not going to be able to afford a 5.3 right off the bat, but we can certainly break it down into this 1.3, and I would recommend a new attenuator. So, I support the $6,000 for professional advice, for advice that we need. And even now, we've given him more direction.
George? Yeah, I got three questions. And maybe Mike Morgan can answer. if we decided to build VDOT brand new in the configuration it sits in now, you know, with no expansion, you know, as it sits now, would the permits through Eagle and Corps of Engineers, would they cover that, or would we have to get new permits?
Well, you have an existing permit with a different layout than exists now. It's very, very similar. And, you know, I think there's discomfort in the commission when hearing about obtaining these permits. But we work with both agencies all the time. I think we have 15 to 20 open permits at any given time. And I've already sent the concept to relay out to both agencies who have both looked at it and provided informal feedback that, hey, yeah, based upon the layout you provided, it looks like the footprint is smaller and the total number of slips is the same or less than originally permitted. And that they would be able to modify this existing permit, both of them, to meet, you know, this newer layout. So I think it would be in the city's best interest if you replace any portion of VDOT and do it in a way that's different than the existing permit, to just send that kind of both agencies and request a modification. My gut tells me that they're going to be okay with it. That's not something they would normally communicate to you if they didn't really believe it. And I think, you know, that's part of the next step here is to get that permit modified. I mean, the city probably needs to do that anyway, no matter what we decide to build in the next year or two.
Okay.
Because you decided on the general direction of the concept.
And also, if you know, in the $6,000 item that we talked about the last meeting, we're talking about now, would you be able to include, if we decided to go that route, the cost estimates and projections and everything on VDOT if it was the same size it is now, the existing VDOT built brand new though?
Yes, and you know, the whole idea behind the proposal that you reviewed today was to be able to run in those circles for you with different scenarios. So, hey, if we built, you know, for example, 90% of the concept 3 VDOT as it's shown, what would be the revenue? Versus, hey, if we built that same main pier length using the existing layout, what would be the revenue? Because the slip sizes are different, that's going to affect your revenue and your accuracy.
Okay.
So that's the whole idea behind this proposal, was to be able to help you run a couple of those scenarios to support the decision on the next phase.
And the last question, I guess, maybe it's a question for Mike King. See, if we decided to put out bids for VDOT as it sits now, there's, I'm sure there's probably blueprints somewhere that other companies could be able to. Does that exist? Those plans that some other companies could look at? Like, here's what we want, here's what you're bidding at. That
I've never seen them. I don't know if those do exist.
Okay.
Again, Cody mentions in his report, that would have been 32 years or so ago when that would have been done. I'm not sure if the same standards apply. They've done a lot of improvements in their processes since then. Cody has told us that himself, so I don't think we want to build it to those standards, even if we could find them. I've never seen them. We could double check and see if they're anywhere. You know, maybe they're stuck up in the lighthouse or something of that nature. Check and look for them. But again, I wouldn't.
Well, I guess the question is, Mike, what would a company need, you know, besides flotation dock systems? You know, two other companies, if they were going to bid on that, to be able to bid on that, would they need, you know, engineered drawings or blueprints or what would?
Well, you've seen in some of the correspondence that we've got from the state that they have to be, qualify for their grant, they have to be bid in accordance with their standards. So I'm not trying to duck your question, but I almost toss it back to Mike Morphy to have him comment as to, okay, what would the state be looking for in bid documents?
Okay.
He's dealing with that left and right. Then I had another comment when we're done with that part of the conversation.
Can you answer that, Mike?
Yeah, the state of Michigan in order to use that grant money, there is, you can see the design drawings for the beautifully embedded. And furthermore, and there's a lot of things that are not in this drawing that would be built into a bid package. Specific information about the electrical design, specific information about the docks and the performance. There's a lot that goes into a design package that goes on the street for bidding. You know, there are private entities that'll take the outline of a dock and put it out to the dock manufacturer and say, hey, give us your proposal. And each dock manufacturer is going to probably design it a different wave climate into a different loading scenario. And so they're going to be comparing apples to oranges. And that's okay for a private entity, but typically most public entities that we work for are not comfortable in that kind of scenario. So it's been the standard for public marina development to prepare a set of design drawings and design specifications upon which contractors and manufacturers will bid.
Thanks. Tom? So, Mike, would the $6,000 cover working documents that would qualify for bid documents?
It's not. I mean, to prepare bid documents, design, construction, administration, that's where that rule of thumb 50% number comes in.
Okay.
Now, we've done preliminary passive development on this, so it could very well be a little less than 15%, but there's still a lot of engineering to be done before this is ready. So the $6,000 is really for this interim step of evaluating revenue, helping with making the decision as far as how much of the marina is going to be built and what the phases look like.
Would the $6,000 cover you working with Eagle and DNR to procure those two grants?
We put in there that it would cover coordinating with them and sending them the plans. It may cover enough to get the modification. It's really simple. But if there's a lot of complexity to it, if they put out the notice or anything, it would not cover that. It's basically a budget that assists you with the next steps on a time and material basis. That's really what we tried to put into this proposal, recognizing that we need our support. And we have provided that support on our own dime several cycles before, last year and the year before. But at this point, I have to track those hours and make sure that we're being paid for our services.
Aaron?
Yeah.
One of the things I kind of hear commonality with regard from the commission is that it doesn't make sense to rebuild DDOC. But we want to replace DDOT and basically recapture that money that we're losing with that strong, with a strong DDOT there. And if we look at the picture with this phasing, it seems like we're kind of talking about, you know, building something within that green square, that rectangle on that side, maybe as a first phase of it. Maybe not building the whole thing that Adam Marsh proposed originally. But I would strongly encourage, if the commission is still committed to concept three, the one that we have here, and if we want to rebuild DDOC, that we rebuild DDOC in the configuration that Adam Marsh has proposed. Because he's looked at the fairway lengths there, he's flipped the big side and the little side. He's got the big side docks now facing towards the fixed ones or the lighthouse to the west. And the smaller fingers fixed, pointed towards the proposed E-dock there in yellow. If we don't build it that way, if we just build what we have now, it's going to move everything else around in here as well, too.
Mike
talked to us about that a couple meetings ago.
No, you're not, sir. No, I mean, it's a shorter dock.
I'm talking about east and west, not the length of it so much.
The only one that changes that is the very second to last slip. And it, as you can see, even looking at the picture here, right here. I mean, I understand what you're saying. This is,
those fingers are shorter.
Yeah, but it also isn't overlaid completely either. I mean, if you, and this is what Bob just said a minute ago. He's worried about the fairway coming in here. I got that. If DDOC is rebuilt as it exists, just exactly, you know, what I've been trying to say so we can get this thing, you know, back on track, I get it. But if you're going to try to do any of these extensions, yes, these got to go and this has to come. And this comes with a big price tag. I'm trying to, you know, crawl before we walk.
This is currently right there.
Yes.
Which extends beyond this green
correct.
Square.
Exactly.
So if this
green, and this needs to shift over.
Right, because at the end of the day, this is the longest fingerling stick and not the corner of the green.
Correct.
There is nothing here.
Correct.
So, yeah.
I respectfully disagree with that.
Our current marina is extended beyond what that green shade is. I mean, you can see it clearly on here. It's a little harder on the TVs. Especially that one, but from what I'm seeing, my understanding.
Well, again, none of us are the experts. I tossed the question back to Mr. Morphy and let him say whether it makes sense or not.
Just explain what that phasing option is to those three boxes with a simple shape just to indicate a general direction. The green lines are not meant to be absolute, and they're not meant to depict the actual limits of the next phase. What I was suggesting by that is exactly what Michael Kane just said, is to build for the Concept 3 plan only that portion of EDAC which fits within the existing attenuators. Now, that might mean that at the termination of the new EDAC, maybe we have a different T-head on it in that first phase that gets adjusted later. But, of course, we're going to maintain safe fairways. That's a basic parameter of marine design. So, I feel 100% that if you're going to build EDOC, replace EDOC, that you build it for this Concept 3 plan, and you modify the end of it to fit the parameters. I recommend that.
Well, have we said and heard what we need to say and hear to move forward?
So I just got a few questions. With the recommendation Tom was making, Mike, maybe you can answer this, and it's kind of a question to you as well as to Tom. Following his recommendation, if we go with the 1.3 and did the DDOC, well, spending the $6,000 today, 4-year services, and we're going with the 1.3 million for just the DDOC within our current attenuator structure, or extending beyond that and doing the 2.3. and doing their attenuators as well. Tell me what happens next month if Eagle comes back and says, yes, you need to re-permit.
Then we have to talk about a scope for re-permitting.
Okay.
It's a full permit application at that point. But I think you'd rather know that in the next 4 weeks instead of knowing that in the next 4 months.
Okay.
Because then you're jeopardizing 2024 season.
Okay, so that's a key piece right there. If this gets extended out to the next 4 weeks to get not the informal verbal communication of, yeah, it's going to not need a re-permit, but the official formal communication, so then this commission has a leg to stand on with the public, the 4,000 citizens that are here, because we have the formal documentation. What does that 4-week delay do? If we gave you $6,000 today to build within that green to the 1.3, when would you start if you had to wait 4 weeks to get the formal approval by the permitting agency? How would that affect that timeline?
Not sure I understand exactly what you're asking, but the process would be what needs to get submitted to the agency to update the Concept 3 plan, and then a summary of the differences between that plan and what they permitted.
Let me kind of walk through. I think, so I just gave you like a theoretical scenario, and I gave you a tenure of 6 months. Army Engineer Corps Eagle comes back and says, yes, you need to recommit. What would that do? You said essentially, well, more likely we would be getting that in 4 weeks and not 6 months. And if we got that answer in 4 weeks saying we need a re-permit, we would have to basically go through the re-permitting process. So that's what I understand. So you telling that it's 4 weeks, most likely not 6 months, that kind of brings my thought process to, okay, does it get delayed? If we give you $6,000 right now, what would be the start date of getting new DDoC out there? Versus if we waited on this expense for a formal decision by the permitting agency, then when would you start? So I guess if we gave you $6,000 a day, when should we expect you to start building DDoC? If this was held off 4 weeks for a formal decision by the permitting agency, when would you start then?
I think if you start, if you submitted the revised concept 3 to the agencies, I think you can expect a decision in a fairly short time, 4 weeks, 8 weeks, somewhere in there. If they tell you that, and if that happens, if we get a permit issued for modification, and you say, maybe we want you to prepare design drawings and bid this project, then I think you're looking at a winter dock degradation and potentially having, likely having all of this, whatever this phase of DDoC is, installed for the 2024 boating season. The second scenario, if we send in the drawings and in 4 weeks or 8 weeks we hear back from the agencies that we're sorry, we thought we'd be able to modify the permit, but you're going to have to go for a new permit, then you just added 6 months to that timeline. I wouldn't rule out completion on the project prior to the 2024 season, but it would be tighter because the permitting process can take a while. And it also depends upon public input and the process that they go through for evaluating these things.
If I can add to that, but earlier you said that based on your professional opinion and based on your experience, based on the fact that you have 20 active permits currently out there, based on the fact that this is your profession, you stated something to the effect that you have pretty good confidence that they will accept these permits. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
Okay.
Are we ready to move on, or any other comments?
Sure.
What's that? Mike.
Is that sure?
Mike.
This is a special meeting. It was called for a work session to discuss what we wanted to do with regards to the marina. Well, we told the public at our last meeting that we would not be voting at this meeting, and that we would be bringing anything that we did want to vote to at our meeting on Tuesday. It's my recollection of the discussions that we had with regards to it. I just want to make sure, because believe me, I'd rather us vote on it today and not have to go to the city, have to have this discussion again at the city commission meeting on Tuesday, but I don't think that's what we told the public.
Mike, with that being said, would there be a consensus vote, not a vote, but a consensus, so that we know that we're in for a 5-hour meeting on Tuesday, or a...
The commission can have any discussions it wants. It can take a straw vote or anything that's legally allowed. I mean, this is posted illegally as a public meeting, as a special meeting. I mean, if you really wanted to, you could go ahead and vote, and I don't think there's any legal issue that you'd have with regards to it. I don't believe that's what we told the public.
I don't remember that.
I don't either. I don't remember that.
I do not at all. I mean, if you're asking for consensus on what you're proposing, Don, no, I'm not in consent. I think that, again, we're going to be too far down the road, you know, versus just trying to, you know, I don't care who you send back. You know, I don't care if, you know, our city manager collects the bids for, you know, Doc D. The problem is we just keep doing this. We keep doing the same thing. It's like, all right, well, let's sort of get consensus, and then we'll kick the can down some more, and then we'll kick the can down some more. And you know, here we're going to be. So I think the focus needs to be on Doc D. I'm not in favor of taking all the money from the ARPA funds and just going, there you go, you know. And I know I'm not putting that on you, Mike. I understand that you're just saying, well, we got that. I think biting off the attenuators is too much right now. And we don't have to. We can talk about this whole concept, and we can build the marina the way that we all want it, the way that we all agree to it, sans a few slips, and not be sitting here sweaty to that we're even going to have a marina. That's the whole point. And so, you know, just trying to tack on more money to that when we've already proved it, and we're not living within our means, okay? The proof is in the pudding. I didn't make the numbers up, okay?
I agree.
I did not. They're all for us to look at. And so I really honestly believe that we've got to try to live within our means and get Dock D done, you know, rebuild exactly how it is, and then we can expand Dock E, Dock A, and tweak whatever you want on C. And at least we've proved to this community that we're trying to make it, you know, the marina viable again, and we're also being fiscally responsible for that. So.
And I respectfully would point out that to build something that's 32 years old in design when boats were smaller, to not consider building something that fits into the total vision that might be a year, 2 year, 5 year down the road, to not take into account that that both companies said the wave attenuator is needed to protect the integrity of the new construction, and
the extended new construction.
And this is not committing us to the 1.3 or the 2 million. It's committing us to a path in that direction. If Evan Marsh comes back and says, here's the price tag and here's the plan, and we, at that point, can say, wow, we don't want to spend, I agree with you, we don't want to spend all of the fund equity, we don't want to spend all of the ARPA money, I agree with that. We don't want to spend all of the budgeted 200 some thousand. So we have to come up with a plan. But we can't do that plan unless we first get a plan to move forward. And that's what this $6,000 is doing, is giving us a path of professional advice. We've already, Mike already said, we can't do this in-house.
What's the 11-year average profitable revenue in the marina?
It is.
I don't want to hear it from you. I want to know what commissioners have gone through the material right here.
I have.
What is it?
I'm not good at just throwing out a number, but I've reviewed it.
Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. Like, this conversation has just been gone back and forth on the $6,000 expense. We haven't talked about, okay, we're going to spend $6,000 to move here, but at the end of it, and when I met with you the other day, you even said, quote unquote, that you, with concept three, that it's not financially viable.
I know.
But you want to spend $6,000 to move forward.
What I want to do is I want to rebuild Dock D.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we do that and leave our options open for the future? That's what we need to do.
Right.
All these other sorts of things, don't matter to me right now. What matters is how can we rebuild Dock D so we can expand on it in the future if we want. I don't see why we need to consider attenuators if we build within the green. I don't know if it's going to be 6 feet here, 6 feet over there. We need to rebuild that with the idea that we can build expanded. I don't think we need to do the attenuators. I think we need to get D. Once we get D, that gives us breathing room, and we can try to figure out how we eat the rest of the element.
And I agree with all of that. But the difference is how we get there. Spending the $6,000 doesn't get us there.
It absolutely gets us there.
Okay. I have a question for you, Mike. After what I just said, we want to rebuild Dock D for the future, possible future expansion. What are our next steps in developing costs and all that sort of stuff, and to be able to bid it out?
Well, first step is you're going to have to modify the permit. The second step is to determine how much of the deck that you're going to build. Those two questions are part of our proposal. But then the next step, let's say you knew the answers to those, or you know roughly what the answer is, we don't spend much time on it. I will prepare a proposal for preparing, doing the regulatory, but also preparing design and bid documents, and you can bid the project out to contractors and manufacturers.
Here. I just want to point out, Mike Morphy is going to be with us for about 10 more minutes.
in going to these agencies and approaching them with our modified concept. Does the city do that? Are you doing that on behalf of the city? Are you not going to do that on behalf of the city until you get the $6,000? Does the city have the ability to modify the permit directly with the agency?
The city has the ability to do that. You would need to submit the drawings that you already have, and then you're likely going to find out from the agency, because you don't do that very often, the follow-ups that you're going to need to prepare, which might be supplementary drawings showing the changes. You would need to summarize the changes in footprint, the number of docks, the size of docks. It's all information you have. It's going to be terribly inefficient for somebody to try to figure that out.
Okay, so essentially,
if you wanted to do it though.
Right, so when you, in this email from December 7th, when you say that you have provided them with these, with concept three, and then you're talking about the permit modification, that's something completely different. Because the Army Corps of Engineers already has concept three, correct?
Yes.
You have sent this to them.
They're going to need a formal request to modify, which is simply a letter at this point.
Yep.
And then they're going to, at minimum, probably ask for a different formatted drawing, because they typically work on different sizes.
Right.
And then somebody to be able to explain to them the changes in that permit application from what was issued before to now. And then, you know, they often ask for different things throughout the process. We're able to do that fairly efficiently, and it might take you a bit longer.
So typically, when you have these, when you have these municipal projects, and you have these 20 different open permits out there, on average, how often is the city the one doing the permit modification application or doing a letter to the agency? Never.
Almost never.
Never.
Very uncommon.
Mike, this is Hugh. So, Flotation has given us a couple proposals. One is a 2-8. Somebody,
yeah, 2-8. 2-8-1 was another.
So, if we were to put that up, if we were to say yes, put that out to bid, or what would they have to do to be able to build that? Do they have to have an engineering fee? What cost would be associated with that? That what's that?
I believe we'll cover that.
Yeah, it was decorated.
10%. I'm glad that you actually asked that, because we need to clarify the relationship with Flotation Docking System. We do have worked with them many times in the past. They are a manufacturer of dock systems. They have the ability to create drawings of those systems. They do not, I don't think they have any professional engineers on staff, but they are extremely experienced in dock manufacturing and marine design. They are great at doing layouts. They can hire some contractors that can do electrical and utility work. But and that's, if you decided you want to work directly with Flotation Docking on this project on what I would call a design build basis, I would have no issues with that. They're a great company. We normally aren't competing against each other. I don't desire to. I don't think Avmarsh desires to, nor FDS. But it's a contractor and an engineer. That's the difference here. And like I said, if you want to work directly with them, subject to grant requirements and any municipal procurement requirements that you have, I don't have any problem with it. But I just want to, I'm not sure everybody grasps the difference here. You've got a manufacturer and then a consultant. And typically, the consultant is the third party representative of the city in these projects. I think Cody would probably tell you the same thing I just said.
But yeah,
so I don't know what they would build that or bid it. I'm not sure. That's not something they would normally, not bid that cut out.
But yet we have it from him, from the materials that were produced. And then you were supplied with Cody.
Mike, on the 20, well, sometime between October 21st and November 22nd. And that was the original to rebuild, to build DDoC as new in the old layout. And then he took your information to lay out DOC D and rebuild as proposed here. And that was the change, but that's where all the hitches get in the get along. Because it doesn't, you know, we've got too many other hoops, you know, to jump through when the attenuators don't work at that point in time. So.
Okay, well, what about having a vote today or having it at our Tuesday meeting to make sure that we're being faithful to the public?
Well, if there's a commissioner that wants to make a motion, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. I move we take bids for the recreation of DDoC as new, as proposed, as it is currently built, for completion by this fall, and authorize the city manager to accumulate those bids and add them to the city commission, hopefully by February 22nd's commission meeting.
Is there a second?
I support that.
Further discussion?
Excuse me. If we go with this, or I guess I'm not clear, is permitting going to be a problem, or are we anticipating permitting that being a problem?
From my understanding, the motion is basically allowing the city to reach out for bids, and that's it. It's gaining more information and more financial information through other manufacturers, engineers potentially, so on and so forth, for them to come forward with what their proposals and financials would be. You might have some people just like FDS that aren't engineers that would have to third party their permitting process. Some of them might be able to have the permitting process done within house and have the engineering certification, but we don't know if we don't reach out and go through that bidding process and gain that information.
Excuse me, I do have a comment.
There's a motion on the floor.
Yeah, this is just, I'm sorry, it's just commissioner's deliberation.
All right.
I didn't catch the end of that motion.
The end of the motion?
Yep, so I have take bids for recreation of DDoC as currently built for completion this fall.
And authorize the city manager to accumulate those bids until February 22nd city commission meeting. That's what I was proposing. We'd have it by the next meeting.
Until February 5th?
February 22nd.
27th, okay.
Is it 27th?
I don't know, what are you saying?
No, 22nd.
22nd,
yeah.
Okay.
I think our meeting's in February on the 14th and 28th.
14th and 28th.
Okay, I believe. You're talking about the second meeting in February. You're talking about the second meeting in February.
Yeah.
Second meeting in February.
So I have some questions on your motion, Marty. One is the whole process of bids takes some professional advice, and it takes the permit process. It takes, again, we're not utilizing the grants that we've accumulated into this process. You said DOC D as designed, but yet then further on you said as currently it stands. We need to build it for the future, for the full vision design, not for just as is. That's a 32-year-old design that doesn't accommodate for future expansion on the A DOC. It would not make sense to do that. I just don't think we're capable of in-house of doing what your motion is proposing.
So I have a question. What would the bid, so when we say we're going to request bids, so we're going to like take a picture and measure the existing dock and send out a letter saying we're accepting proposals to rebuild this dock. And they're going to come back with a cost of $300,000 to $400,000. Is that kind of what we're going to get?
I honestly have no idea on how these different companies would do it. Maybe someone would do it just like FDS. Yeah. They would come out, do their inspection process, create a document like this one that was provided to us on October 13th. I can't say what different dock manufacturers will do. And another comment that Commissioner Niehammer made in regards to the permitting process, I don't know which companies will be engaging us in this bidding process that might have the ability to do the permitting. But I'm at the understanding that there are other dock manufacturers out there other than FDS. There are other engineering firms out there other than Arbenmosh that have the ability to do the permitting process. We have no idea outside of these two companies, essentially. And gaining more information, as I've heard come that quote-unquote come out of every single commissioner sitting on this board right now, is always a good thing. So,
in regards to timeline, you know, we talked about Arbenmosh can have something for us within 4 weeks if they have to re-permit 8 weeks, and now you're throwing a whole new system that us six do not have any expertise in, and that could set us back 6 months, 8 months. Who knows, Marty? I just don't see how this helps us at all. It's not the direction we need. We need professional advice on a professional project.
Well, we've got. Could you read the motion back again, Justice?
Okay, so I have take bids for recreation of D dock as currently built for completion.
I'm sorry, what was it?
The recreation of D dock.
Oh, recreation. Okay, so take.
Rebuild.
Clarification, build new with flipping the long, and that's another question. To create fairway for the future of ADOC?
No, the fairway's already there. We have to leave it. We can't, again, if we're going to live with the attenuators that we have for now, which we have to, okay, unless we start getting into, you know, spending money we really don't have, then we've got to, you know, rebuild this as it exists to accommodate the attenuators that are there.
There's another reason why the long and the short were flipped. It's just not the attenuators. It has to do with fairway, and that was explained to Tim in our subcommittee. Mike explained that thoroughly.
Sorry, I was not paying attention.
We've talked a lot about the fairways.
Jessica, you were in the process of reading the motion for us.
Take bids for recreation of D dock as currently built for completion this fall and authorize the city manager until February 22nd to accept bids until February 22nd.
All right, so we're putting this on the city manager who, for whatever reason, doesn't have an Department of Public Works director, doesn't have a water wastewater director, doesn't have an executive secretary. Because of it, again, I'm not, for whatever reason happened, that's the reality that we're looking at right now. And now we're asking him to coordinate sending letters to do the research to find potential companies to rebuild Dock D. So,
I got a question for the city manager. In regards to Michael Murphy's comments, or several times he's mentioned doing the, what's the correct terminology? Basically reaching out to the two permitting agencies in regards to the redesign concept. Do you have the ability, or does the city administration have the ability to reach out and give these alternative, alternative modifications to the permit?
With regards to the initial contact, probably. Mm-hmm. If they ask for any of that supplemental information, possibly not. I don't know exactly what they would be asking.
Okay.
With regards to it.
Do you feel... I think we should have done that. I don't know.
Okay. Mike has a comment.
Mike?
I think this is pure folly. If you're looking to go forward with concept three that the commission previously approved, you do need to build the D dock as proposed. Marty and I are not connecting with regards to the comment with regards to the fingers that are coming off DDoC have been flipped to basically provide the fairway necessary to the west and to the east. I'm not talking about how far it goes south towards the existing attenuators. We can make that any length we want. But if we're going to build this to what the commission has approved going forward, we have to build it on the future design, not on the existing design, or else all the other pieces do not follow suit. That's the easy one. The rest of this, just trying to find other contractors that are out there and things of that nature is going to be difficult. We can try and get you bids by our second meeting in February. I'm not sure what it's going to tell you. And I would almost guarantee that if we go down this path and we don't retain Avon Marsh in some form or somebody similar to them, we're guaranteed, I would almost guarantee it, that we're going to lose both of those grants that we've gotten, because we're going to need the expertise to move forward on one or more of those. So if we're looking for a plan that's going to fail, I think approving this motion is the way to go. If the commission approves this motion, I'll do everything I can to make it work, and I'll do my best, and the staff will do its best. But I think it's going to go down in flames.
And Mike, see, even in totals, that to your point, we're not looking. He said that E, A, the rest of the extensions of AR attenuator, those are where we'll get the grants in the future. So it's not, you're not hindering that with D. He told us that. He told us that last month. He reiterated.
My biggest problem is this right here. So and I'm going to reference this again. We do not have an answer on those two grants, but we're going to bring in a conversation on losing two grants. So do we have two grants with Concept 3? Yes or no? I'm being told we don't know. I've been told that meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting. But now I'm being told we're going to lose two grants if we go this direction. So now so that automatically implies we have two grants. We do not have two grants. This is the game we play, meeting after meeting after meeting. So I don't want to spend $6,000 on a theoretical theory on an informal discussion that I have no documentation, I have nothing that I can stand a leg on to support that motion, support spending $6,000. Zero. But yet, on the flip side, we're not going to support this motion because of potential grants that we're going to lose out on that, quote unquote, has come, go back and watch the video, that has come out of the mouths of individuals that we do not know if we have those. That's the folly right there. That's the issue right there. And that's why the conversation just goes around and around and around and around. So that's where I'm at with it.
Well, I'd like to just answer one thing to that. One of the reasons is we go around and around and around is we do have two grants that we've been approved for under a certain concept.
Right.
That has changed.
Right.
We don't know what that other concept is.
Right, and so it's hard to concept that. Three. So we're trying to move forward with concept three with Arbonauch. That is the recommendation. That is the memo. I know you've read the memo. I know you have an understanding of that wholeheartedly. That the concept is concept three, moving forward with Arbonauch, spending $6,000 today to move forward with concept three, Arbonauch, and we still. December 7th email, still don't know if moving forward with Arbonauch, with Concept 3, if we're going to get those grants. That is literally that's what I asked last meeting, was told again, we don't know. That's what I've asked every meeting, it's spelled out right here in the email, that even if we move forward with Concept 3 with Arbonauch, we don't know if we're going to get those grants. We don't know if Eagle will give us, if we're going to have to recommit. We don't know if Army of Engineers Corps is going to make us recommit. So, with all these I don't knows, that's where I can't spend the money.
Okay. In response to that, Tim, we've also said that there's nothing guaranteed, but we have a great chance with Avon Marsh representing us to get those grants. We can't wing it on our own. My question would be, if we don't, if we try to do this on our own, and if we don't go with the consultation for $6,000, what's your plan? I know what your plan is, Marty, to build a dock on our own. Let's go build a dock. It's not that simple.
No. Okay. I think we've all had a good opportunity to express ourselves. Are we ready for a vote?
Did we have a second? Yeah, we did.
So, Jessica, one more time, please. Read the motion.
Take bids for recreation of D dock as currently built for completion this fall and authorize the city manager to accept bids until February 22nd.
Roll call.
Lassiter.
Got a question.
I want to clarify that. Is that to the 22nd or to the 2nd?
Not my meeting book, it said the 22nd, but I remember we moved it.
Okay, Jessica, roll call.
Lassiter.
Aye.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Aye.
Nemechek.
Aye.
Conklin.
No.
Moody.
Aye.
Needhammer.
No.
The motion carried.
Moving along, do we have anything else on the agenda? Good of the order? Anything, commissioners? Okay, we meet Tuesday at noon. It's 2 p.m. here, but it is noon.
Yes. Our meeting on Tuesday is at noon.
I entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.